Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And amazing to hear that Seattle was eyeing AB before they took Josh Gordon on the waiver wire, obviously. And then no surgery needed for Cam Newton. That is interesting because Kyle Allen has played pretty well for them thus far. And obviously a little step back against the 49ers, but they are 8-0. Crazy to think the 49ers 8-0 on the season. And if you're a fight person, what did you think of Nate Diaz in the ring, in the octagon, if you will, getting knocked out or TKO in the third round because of that cut? So much to get into in the NFL, so much to get into in college basketball, football, thinking about NBA basketball. Gotta welcome in Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. You about summarized it, man. We also got to talk about Canelo knocking out Kovalev last night as well.
That's true, in the 11th round, so historic title. We'll get into that. So much to get into in the sports world, and speaking of which, on the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk about Major League Baseball and everything that happened there. Obviously, an amazing World Series. Houston Astros go down to the Washington Nationals. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Walls and a strike. Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swinging a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead. Howie Kendrick has done it again. A slicing two-run homer off the right field foul pole. Do you believe it, Howie Kendrick? Part two. Nationals 3 and the Astros 2.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about what's going on in your sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Gonna send a shout out to my boy Marquette, who's listening to us on Sirius XM channel 211 right now. And anybody that's checking us out, holler at us. Let us know what's on your mind about the sports world. But right now, we're gonna jump out to our professor of sports, none other then John Poulter, who breaks down baseball like nobody's business and also NHL hockey for us. But, man, oh, man, I got to welcome in John Poulter, and we'll get right into this. But good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise, as you know. It's beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun, and we just got done with a beautiful World Series where not one time was the home team able to get a victory on their home, on their diamond. Let's just call it what it is, man. On their own diamond, they were unable to get it done, John. And four wins for the Nationals on the road, three for the Houston Astros, and again, just an amazing World Series. Your thoughts about the Nationals being world champions?
Well, it might be the most upside-down postseason I have ever seen in all the years I've been watching baseball. To your point, the Nationals, I wouldn't say they were the underdogs in every series, because when a team has starting pitching as strong as and as deep as the Washington Nationals do, you can barely ever call them an underdog. But that never-say-die spirit. I had home field advantage in the wild card and waited until the eighth inning to take advantage of that, and came through and put out your Milwaukee Brewers. That seemed to start them on a bit of a roll. Then they were the road team to start each of the division series, the championship series, and the World Series. and ended up beating the Dodgers, the best team in the National League all season, and ended up beating the Astros, the best team in the American League all season. So clearly it was deserved, but you know, it was just a weird, weird postseason. You look at the Nationals and over four series, and you know, even if you whether you include the wild card game, which was only one game, or not, this is a team that struggled with the bat. You know, they won the wild card game and were 5-for-29, which is a 172 average. They won the World Series hitting 238. They won the Championship Series hitting 274, and the Division Series hitting 195. So overall, they hit 230 in the postseason. And if a team can win the World Series hitting 230, you know that they had to have had great pitching, because they certainly didn't do it with hitting, other than the fact that the hitting was very timely. And I guess Howie Kendrick is probably the guy, and Soto are probably the two guys you look at when you say that they did something on a very timely basis. A very interesting postseason, to say the least.
John, good morning. It's good to talk to you, since you know, I was out last week. But you know, as soon as a team wins the World Series, what starts is the free agency and who's going where, who's opting out of what. And right off the bat, it seems like the Nationals are going to get hit with some free agent opt-outs here, or a free agent opt-out in Strasburg. What's his, I mean, besides trying to make more money, I mean, he still had, what, 4 years, 100 mil left on his contract. Who's going to be probably in his sights in terms of a landing spot?
Well, good morning, Mike. Always good to talk to you. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Strasburg. I mean, he left, I think, 4 years and $100 million on the table, I think, were the numbers that I saw. My guess is that what he's trying to do here is renegotiate his deal with the Washington Nationals. My gut feeling is he probably doesn't want to go anywhere else. I read an article yesterday that over the summer he sold his home in San Diego, which is where he grew up, or the San Diego area, and bought a house in Washington, and sort of has decided he wanted to live in Washington 12 months of the year. So that would lead me to believe that he really wants to stay and that this is a negotiation ploy. But you know that the Nationals are going to offer him a qualifying offer, which I believe is about $17.8 million this year. It's a no-brainer to say that he's going to decline that if he's walking away from $25 million a year. So that's a formality. It's just for the Nationals to protect themselves if he decides to take a walk and take his talents elsewhere. But, you know, there's other players that are going to be sacrificed on this team. They have exercised their option on Doolittle. They have not exercised their options on Matt Adams and Ryan Zimmerman. If those guys come back, it'll have to be in a reduced role at a reduced salary. And I think the Nationals' biggest problem, in addition to what you're saying, you know, in terms of the salary cap issue, or there is no salary cap in baseball, but there's a luxury tax issue, which is essentially the same thing. They're one of the oldest teams, and they are one of the most expensive payroll teams. So clearly there's some work to be done there. The general manager, Mike Rizzo, has got his work cut out for him in terms of how he pares down that payroll. Unless ownership is prepared to come up with more money and continue paying that luxury tax, it's time to start paring this thing down. And I think there will be other sacrifices, quite frankly, before this is over. And if they want to re-sign Strasburg and don't want to increase the payroll, there's going to have to be some more cuts. So it's going to be puzzling to see how it works out, but there's a whole winter. You know, I refer to this as the business season in baseball, not the off season. And the business season started 2 days ago when guys started to decide whether they wanted to stay or go.
Absolutely. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, talking a little bit about everything. I'm going to jump back to the World Series for a moment and talk about a 95-year wait for the Nationals, or DC, let's just call it what it is. And I mean, sports are really special, John, and this is something that obviously I feel like everybody should be able to experience in their lifetime, whether it's a NFL Super Bowl, a Major League Baseball World Championship, whatever it is. I think you should be able to experience maybe one from each of those sports in your lifetime, the team that you follow, and most notably probably your hometown. But speak on that a little bit about how special it is to win a championship, sometimes how long you have to wait for a championship, and what it means moving forward.
I think it means an awful lot, and I can speak to that personally, living in Toronto. I moved to Toronto in 1967 and was introduced to the sport of NHL hockey, and the Maple Leafs won that year, and they had won, I think, four times in the previous 7 years. So I kind of had the feeling that this was something that happened every year, and we all know that 1967 was the last time the Leafs won the Stanley Cup. So I can sit here and tell you that it's been a painful 50-some years watching that. All my friends tell me I was the jinx. If I hadn't have moved to Toronto, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But I did happen to see the two back-to-back 1992-1993 Toronto Blue Jays World Series wins, and they were something pretty special. And to this day, I can still tell you exactly where I was when I saw the last play of those two series. You and I chatted about this offline a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a very special feeling, and there's really no other word to describe it if you are a true hometown fan. And I think the amazing thing with the Blue Jays was that after they won in 1992, they changed half the roster. I think there were 12 or 13 guys that did not come back for the 1993 season. And at the start of the season, we all kind of sat there and said, well, the one team that's not going to win the World Series this year is the Toronto Blue Jays. And then Mr. Carter took over in the bottom of the ninth inning with two out in Game 6 and hit that dramatic home run for the Blue Jays to win. And we enjoyed it. And, you know, the Washington situation, I think you said it was 95 years. If you think back now, back to the start of this century, starting in the early 2000s, we've seen the Cubs, the Red Sox, and the White Sox, in addition to the Nationals, all break long droughts in terms of winning the World Series. So it has become a very special event, and it's always fun to see those fans celebrate and hope that they don't get too far out of line and too exuberant when they do celebrate.
Yeah, and I always find it interesting to feel how much fans think that they have to do with or without the win of their team. So fans are nuts is basically my point. Anyways, I do hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Let's talk some hockey on the other side. Coyotes have been a little up, a little down, and I guess I'm kind of shocked and surprised to a certain degree because of how they finished the season so strongly last season. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll be right back, everybody.
Now the 2-2. Well hit, double up there. Way back in. Joe Carter with a three-run homer. The winners and still world champions, the Toronto Blue Jays.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
A tag, outlet pass. Crosby might have a chance. Had to wait for it, though. Crosby toward the net against Kincaid. Fires off the post. Back across. Score!
Sick.
Out of the air. Sidney Crosby gets the last laugh. Pittsburgh winners in overtime.
And with 12 seconds to go in overtime, Ottawa will be awarded a penalty shot. So here comes Pageau with a chance to win it. Jean-Gabriel Pageau scores! In overtime, and what a blow to the Florida Panthers, who leave a much needed point on the table.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports right now. And this is for all those puck heads out there. We're obviously going to talk a little NHL hockey and, you know, looking obviously very early in the season right now, John, but some trends that are happening, which would be the Boston Bruins playing pretty well early out of the gates, like I said. Also, the New York Islanders now on a 9-game win streak, playing pretty well again early in the season right now. The Blues off to a pretty good start. Edmonton off to a pretty good start. That's got to make you happy, obviously, being over there in Canada. But our Coyotes, I want to start here. And, you know, it's amazing because so much excitement, so much enthusiasm about how they finished last season. And once again, John, they're up, they're down, they're all around. And I'm not quite sure what to think about the Arizona Coyotes at this point, but you probably have a little bit of a better idea. And again, talk a little bit about some of the other things that I mentioned. The Islanders on an unbelievable streak right now, 9 straight, and the Bruins out of the gate pretty well as well. And just talk a little bit about NHL hockey.
Well, it's early in the season. As you often say about a baseball season, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And to the same extent, a hockey season is much the same. 82 games, most teams are about 14 or 15 games in, so it's less than 20%. So we're starting to see a few trends, but I really don't take this too seriously in terms of what you see is what you get until probably U.S. Thanksgiving. So maybe in 2 or 3 weeks we'll have a much better idea of whether these teams are playing well or whether they're just sort of going through a bit of a quick start or a quick slump. But to your point, Boston winning 5 in a row, the Islanders winning 9 in a row, both of those not really surprising. The one that really surprises me in terms of streaks is probably San Jose, sitting at the bottom of the Western Conference right now, losers of 5 in a row, and to me that's a team that's got a heck of a lot more talent than being at the bottom of the conference and a heck of a lot more talent than a team that would lose five in a row. I'm not really sure what's the problem there. I have to wonder if, you know, maybe it's time for a coaching change, although I have a great deal of respect for Peter DeBoer in terms of what he has done in the NHL and specifically what he has done in San Jose. Moving to the Coyotes, yeah, they're up and down. I mean, to your point, they finished last season so well. We kind of had good hopes that that would carry over. They got into a bit of a slow start, but all of a sudden, here they are back in contention. They're not too far out of that wild card spot, 1 point out of the wild card spot, actually. Vegas and Calgary are two teams ahead of them with 18, the Coyotes with 17, and perhaps the telling factor there is that the Coyotes have only played 13 games, whereas Vegas has played 15 and Calgary has played 16. So very clearly an opportunity there. Better than 500 at home, 4-2. Better than 500, 4-2-1 on the road. 7-2-1 in their last 10. You know, maybe this is starting to turn around. And you know, for Rick Tocchet's sake, I really hope so, because you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Rick Tocchet as a coach. I think he's the right guy in that situation. I think he's going to do a very good job there. I think we've seen some stability in that franchise. The problem with that franchise has always been the ownership and whether the ownership is totally committed to staying in the greater Phoenix area. And I still think that that team is likely to move. But putting a few wins on the board and maybe a couple of playoff runs might change that and put some butts in the seat. And we all know what happens when butts get in seats. Teams tend to do better, and the money comes in, and when the money comes in, everybody seems to be a little bit happier. But that's a tough division that they're in. It's a tough conference that they're in. There's some surprising teams ahead of them. You mentioned Edmonton. That's been a huge surprise, bearing in mind the way that that team has finished the last couple of years. But you look at the top three teams in the Pacific Division right now: Edmonton, Vancouver, and Anaheim. None of those teams would be ones that we would have expected to push for the division title, probably not even push for prime playoff spots, and here they are, they're the first three teams. But as you often say, it's early. Let's check it out a little bit later on. There's some awfully good teams in that Western Conference, but the Coyotes certainly hanging in there, and I don't know whether the crowds are good, bad, or indifferent. I haven't checked the attendance figures lately. You'd be more up to date on that, but I certainly hope they can start putting some butts in the seats there.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of things, and attendance is spotty, let's be honest, but it's a great place to watch a hockey game, to be honest with you, John. You hit on Rick Tocchet, and there's obviously some rumblings about what the future is for him with the Arizona Coyotes, and I just heard you say it. You said you think he's the right man for the job. Even though you think that, I think that, and many think that, as you said, get some wins and think good things will happen. So how important is it for Rick Tocchet and the Arizona Coyotes to make the playoffs this season?
I think it's very important for a number of reasons. You know, Tocchet is now in year three of his tenure as the head coach, and it's time to start putting some numbers on the board. It's time for the Coyotes to make the playoffs. You know, if you're going to build any kind of interest in a non-hockey environment, it's even more important that you win. You can have a non-playoff team in a place like Winnipeg or Montreal or Boston or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or Toronto, and the fans are still going to go. Because there's a big hockey culture, the fans are going to go to the rink. When you're talking about places like Tampa, Miami, to some extent, Vegas, it's still a little bit of a novelty there, but certainly Phoenix and Arizona, you need to put a winning team on the ice. And if you don't put a winning team on the ice, there's so many other things to do, both indoors and outdoors. You're going to find that the crowds are going to drift away. Hockey is a sport that's very seasonal, it's very cultural, and unless there's been a winning tradition in a city, if it's in a non-hockey environment, I don't think you're going to find the fans going. At the other end of the spectrum is Tampa Bay. The climate in Tampa Bay, much like the climate in Arizona and Los Angeles and Miami, but Tampa Bay has had a winning record. They've played well over the last number of years, and they fill that building. So there's proof that hockey can survive in the Sun Belt. few wins going to make a huge difference in Arizona.
Go ahead, Mike. Ask a final question.
Yeah, no, my final question is, and look, we're 12, 13, 14, 15 games in early in the season, but who are some of the young guys, real quick, in each conference that we should be looking at in terms of the younger generation?
Well, that's a very good question, and quite frankly, I think it's really too early to look at that. You know, we got guys coming in that are rookies, some guys that are on their, that have just finished their 10-game, quote, tryout before they get sent back down. There's an awful lot of good young players in this league, but I still think that the guts of any team is the guys that are in that middle section rather than the younger section, because so much can change. And unfortunately, with the salary cap, what we have seen now with all teams is three or four stars that are really, really well paid, and a bunch of younger guys that are either well paid because they're coming up. So, guys, I'm thinking of guys like Austin Matthews now, Mitch Marner. You know, there's two young guys that are really playing well. Pettersson in Vancouver is quite young. We're talking about guys that are either still on entry-level contracts or just finishing entry-level contracts. But what
all
the
right.
league needs to do is bring guys into the middle.
Hey, John, as always, great stuff. You can hear the music. You know we're up against it. We'll talk at you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, and then we just got done with NHL hockey. On the other side, college football time and whatever else is on our mind here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, and I am Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Malkin, stripped to the puck by Zaka. Pavel Zaka plays it across. They score! Brian Boyle shorthanded.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
State is ready. First down 10 at its own 49, down 27-23. Dropping is Finley. Last play of the game. Steps into it and lets it fly deep downfield toward the end zone. Intercepted by the Deeks. Intercepted Scotty Washington. He slides down and the football game is over. Wake Forest comes from 10 down on the road at Carter-Finley Stadium.
Surratt pressure comes immediately. Oh, and he throws a pick right into the breadbasket. Joe Jackson, touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
Gotta love that, Leach. Gotta love it, man. Anyways, welcome back in. It is Dorf on Sports. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, obviously the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. And, you know, you heard that Wake Forest highlight, and quite frankly, you know, I remember the days of Tim Duncan when he played basketball there. And to be honest with you, Mike, Wake Forest, the football team, is actually pretty damn good. They're now 7-1 on the season. You know what, Clemson better not take them too lightly. And I mean that kind of joking, but I'll tell you what, this Jamie Newman kid can flat out play one heck of a quarterback for Wake Forest. And they put up 44 points. I know it's NC State, I get it, but at the end of the day, they are 7-1, and they are a force, at least on paper, when you look at the record, and again, they're a team that you don't expect that much out of, but they're right there in the ACC. So Clemson better not. I think they play in a couple weeks, and basically what I'm saying is they better not get caught sleeping, Mike.
They better not get caught sleeping. You're exactly right. You know, for Wake Forest, well, I mean, let's be honest about this. For Wake Forest to be 7-1 at this point in the season is somewhat of a misnomer. I mean, it doesn't happen that much. There hasn't been a ton of football. I don't know. I don't want to exactly say talent, but, you know, there hasn't been the tradition of winning at Wake Forest. So, you know, when you're not used to winning like this, you don't know any better. And heading into a game with Clemson in the next couple of weeks, hey, those teams are dangerous to deal with. I mean, all you got to do is kind of look at your Wisconsin Badgers. Now, granted, Illinois was not 7-1, but I think you and I could both make the argument that your Badgers were caught sleeping a little bit in that game a few weeks ago. So I think Clemson will win the game, but I think it's going to be closer than people think it's going to be. And I think Wake Forest is going to have plenty of fight in them, seeing that this game is a pretty regional game. I mean, Wake Forest and Clemson are fairly close to one another, so it should be fun to watch. I mean, I'll put my eyeballs on that game in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Again, get at us. You can call us, talk about the college weekend. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And, you know, I'm going to just kind of keep going a little bit around. And when you think about college football, it wasn't the greatest week in college football as far as the matchups go. However, we did have a game where SMU played Memphis, and it was a shootout, 54-48. That's the final, 54-48. Memphis does beat SMU, who came into the game number 15 in the country, Memphis 24 in the country. And I'll tell you what, it definitely was an exciting game. Lots of yardage, lots of touchdowns, lots of big plays. But ultimately, I was a little bit puzzled in the sense of, how college football was this week. Utah, another pretty good game where they were able to hold off Washington. They win 33-28, and you know they are they're part of the cream of the crop in the Pac-12 with Oregon, who winds up beating USC 56-24. So again, I'm looking at a lot of the matchups. You had the Georgia-Florida matchup, which ultimately on paper, Mike, is probably the best matchup that you have. Georgia does get it done. Jake Fromm looks pretty good in a victory, 24-17. He has a couple touchdowns. But ultimately, I'm kind of just – it was sort of a down week as far as I'm concerned in college football with a lot of really good matchups. We had a couple few good matchups, like you heard me allude to, with SMU and Memphis and Georgia, Florida. But ultimately, and then again, like Utah and Washington was a pretty good football game. But ultimately, Mike, I just kind of thought it was one of those lackluster down weeks in college football.
Yeah, it kind of was. For the first time, I think, ever, the top three ranked teams were not in – they didn't have a game. So that kind of took the luster off of the week in terms of that. And like you said – Florida and Georgia was the matchup of the week, a 6-8. And Georgia did what they had to do, man, in the world's biggest cocktail party game. They came through. And like you said, Jake Fromm, 20 of 30, 279, two touchdowns. And I like Jake Fromm. I don't know if there's, you know, a lot of people that are just in love with him, but I think Jake Fromm is a good college quarterback. How he translates from the next level remains to be seen, but Fromm is a great leader. He's been there for 4 years now, 3 years, and he's won. So to me, Jake Fromm, I trust him moving forward. And the Oregon-USC game, look, USC got out 10-0, and then Oregon put on a 56-7 run, or 56-14 run on the Trojans, and they showed everybody in L.A. that Oregon is the class. At least them and Utah are the class of the Pac-12 right now, and they got so many weapons, and they got a first-round draft pick, a top-10 draft pick, and Justin Herbert at quarterback, and those skill guys at Oregon. They're all from L.A. They're poaching guys from L.A., and the Trojan fans could only sit back and just dream of what could have been last night. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're getting into that month where, look, we got rivalries coming up. We got big conference games coming up, conference title games coming up. And it's just going to be fun to watch down the stretch.
He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, obviously SiriusXM Channel 211 and a bunch of different other outlets as well. So we appreciate you listening to us. You can always call us, let us know what's on your mind. It doesn't have to be what we're talking. And speaking of which, Mike, I'm going to switch gears a little. I do want to get some NBA hoops in this hour before we get out of here. Season's early, obviously, but the Sixers out of the gate really well. They're the only undefeated team in all of the NBA right now at 5-0. Joel Embiid having to take a little bit of a seat right now because of the altercation with him and Towns the other night. Look, the NBA, in my humble opinion, Mike, is flat out amazing right now. So much parity because I'm not going to say that there's not talent. There's a ton of talent, and it's just really well dispersed right now. Speaking of that, though, Golden State Warriors could be a tough season for them. Obviously now Steph Curry on that bench, too, with the broken wrist alongside Klay Thompson. Look, man, they're going to struggle, and this is going to be a season where I think you can just kind of throw it away. And if they're smart, they play a lot of those young guys, and you know what? They'll be right back if they can retool next season. But I think they have a long season. The Bucks have kind of shocked me a little early, Mike, with some lackluster play from them where they're up 20 points in games, and they lost a couple of those 20-point games where they're up. And then, you know what, they followed it up with a couple of nice victories in a row after that. So I'm not too worried about them. A couple of things, though, that are a little bit of cause for concern because I don't think that they've necessarily worked on them enough in the offseason. But just give me some of your early thoughts about a season that is literally just underway, five games into the season in the NBA.
Yeah, no, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I mean, there's parity everywhere. We got dynamic duos everywhere in the Western Conference and Eastern Conference. And like John Poulter said a little while ago with hockey, it's so early. There's not a lot that you can extrapolate in terms of, you know, this team's going to be this way, this team's going to be that way. But you're exactly right with Philly. I mean, they hit the last second shot in Portland last night without Joel Embiid after he got in his WWE wrestling match with Kat from Minnesota. But you're right with your Bucks. Your Bucks should really be 6-0, man. I mean, you and I have talked about this offline and on the phone, that the two losses that they had, they should have won. They're up by 19 or 20 points. And if you're the Bucks, you just got to put your foot down and step on their throat and be done with it. But, you know, if, you know, everybody's going to be looking to get back at Golden State. You know, Golden State has been whooping up on everybody for the past 5 years, and this is going to be their comeuppance type of year. But they'll get everybody back, and who knows, if they don't make the playoffs, then you're in the lottery, and anything can happen in the lottery. And maybe it's like San Antonio Spurs when Tim Duncan became available, the injuries happen, they end up with the number one pick. I mean, you know, you think about that. If Golden State gets that bad and they get the number one pick and they get Clay back, they get everybody back and maybe make some deals, they'll be right back to where they have been the past 5 years. You know, the disappointing one for me right now is Sacramento. Sacramento had a good year for them last year. A lot of people thought that they were going to take that next step. But being, you know, getting out the gate 1-5, we'll see what happens with Sacramento. But they are a bit of a disappointment right now.
No, I'm with you 100%. You know, they were a team that won pretty close to 40 games last year. People had high hopes. Luke Walton, now the coach there for them, and they just haven't gotten out of the gates really well. But when we speak of a team that has gotten out of the gates pretty well, that would be the Phoenix Suns, man. I'm shocked. I'm surprised. And, you know, DeAndre Ayton out for the 25 games, Aaron Baines, Frank Kaminsky, guys that you don't really expect to have huge roles, playing fantastic. And what can we say about Monty Williams, man, getting the most out of every player right now? So right. Phoenix Suns are my pleasant surprise right now, Mike, seriously.
No, I'm right there with you with the Suns. And, you know, you mentioned Kaminsky and you mentioned Baines, who was on my team in Boston the last few years and provided a lot of good things for them off the bench or in a starting role, depending on, you know, what was happening. But you mix these young guys with these experienced vets, and this is the kind of stuff that can happen. Guys that understand their role, know what to do, are savvy veterans. And then you mix it with, you know, the DeAndre Aytons when he comes back, but, you know, the Devin Bookers of the world. So, yeah, Phoenix is great right now. And I think everybody here in the Valley of the Sun should buy some tickets, get to the arena and check out these Suns. And, you know, I hate to keep harping on, you know, disappointment so far, but the Pelicans are a bit of a disappointment. And granted, they don't have Zion, but I mean, I don't know if Zion would help them stay out of being 1-5, but there's plenty of veterans and really good players on that Pelicans team to kind of stay out of this 1-5 mark.
Yeah, but they're young to a certain degree as well, and they're in a lot of games. So they've played some exciting games. Miami Heat, a little bit of a surprise and a shock. But I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We got a lot of work to do, but this is a good start.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Mom.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And Mike, like I always say, or a lot of times I do say this, man, we have so much to talk about and never enough time to do it. Hour number one is just about in the books. Hour number two, we go all NFL. So anybody listening to us, it's all about the NFL in hour number two here on the program, because we try to get you ready for the day's action. And you know what? A couple of great games on the slate for us. We have Minnesota playing the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing it once again without Patrick Mahomes. And then, in all honesty, man, my favorite game of the day, the Patriots and the Ravens going at it, Mike. We're going to find out a little bit about that New England Patriot defense that's been so dominant, because they've yet to see a quarterback like Lamar Jackson this season, right?
Right, right. No, they have yet to see something like that, and it's going to be interesting to see not only how the New England defense deals with a guy like Jackson, but how Jackson deals with that defense, because he hasn't exactly seen a defense like that yet either. So
no, I think
it's going to be fun, man.
No, that's a really good point, man. I don't disagree. Hey, I know you had some thoughts about the Canelo Covella fight, so just break that down real quickly, man.
No, I mean, Kovalev is an aging superstar boxer. He's not what he once was. And Canelo is, he's still young. He still moves really well. And, you know, to Kovalev's credit, he stayed 11 rounds with Canelo. But Canelo in that 11th round, man, just connected. And, I mean, he put Kovalev to sleep. Like, the punches that he knocked him out with were night-night punches. Big up to Canelo.
Yeah, speaking of night-night, that puts a cap on hour number one, which means hour number two on the horizon. And like I said, it's all about the NFL. So much to break down, so much to get into. We're going to do it all on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new national poll finds four of the White House hopefuls are emerging in the Democratic race with less than 100 days to the Iowa caucuses. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the Washington Post ABC News poll with 28%, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 23%, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 17%, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%. None of the other candidates polls above 2%. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he's not worried about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been this unified. I'm at the highest level I've ever been at, but the Republicans have never been this unified. And this whole impeachment scam, that's exactly what it is. It's a scam. It's a hoax.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It was a record turnout for this year's annual Democratic fundraising dinner in Iowa. Over 13,000 people heard several of the top candidates talk on Friday night, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
There's a couple things I've learned the last couple weeks. Number one is that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. And number two, Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
Cheers and applause, but mixed in with boos last night for President Trump as he arrived at the UFC match at Madison Square Garden in New York. California firefighters back in the air battling the Maria fire in Ventura County. After being grounded twice yesterday when someone was flying at least one drone over the flames. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
a German city is declaring what it's calling a Nazi emergency. The city council in Dresden this week passing a resolution warning that the far right is growing in strength in that city. A city council official saying that the declaration is symbolic and has no legal consequence, but that it serves to highlight the threat posed by the far right in Dresden. Dresden is the capital of Saxony, where anti-immigrant sentiment runs high and where a far-right party won nearly a third of the vote in a recent election. Another horse has died at the Santa Anita racetrack. Mongolian Groom had to be euthanized after suffering a serious leg injury in yesterday's Breeders' Cup Classic. The 4-year-old gelding is the 37th horse to die at that track since just last December. And here's a wake-up call for Apple owners. I know it's taking me by surprise, but owners of old iPhones need to take steps right away to keep their phones fully functional. The phones will stop working correctly at 2 p.m. Eastern today because of a GPS time rollover issue. Sounds like a Y2K thing all over. Anyway, if you're still using an old iPhone 4 or 5 like I am, you need to update the operating system to version 10.3.4 right away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome in. It is hour number two of the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. We come to you live from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, we're getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hour number two is all about the NFL. Man, oh man, already a game going on, obviously, overseas in London. The Texans playing the Jaguars, and it's all Texans right now, 19-3, late in that game, just about 2 minutes or so left. And then obviously a full slate of football to be talking about with the big one, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, the New England Patriots playing the Baltimore Ravens in the late night game, the Sunday night game there in Baltimore, Maryland. So a great day of football ahead of us, my friend.
Wait a minute, hold on. You said that was the big game? I had New York and Miami all planned out, man. Popcorn, soda, ready to go. Like, okay, looks like I got to concentrate on something else. But no, I agree with you. That is probably the big game of the day, and there's lots of stuff to take into account here. I think Chicago and Philly might be a game today as well. But, man, Jacksonville, that's a long way to go lose a game, dude. That's a long way to go.
And I'm not surprised that you're into that Dolphins-Jets game because you are a big Dolphin fan, even if they are 0-7. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Lamar Jackson will throw. Four-man rush from the Chargers. Jackson going deep. Near sideline. Crabtree is open. He's got it for a touchdown. Michael Crabtree from Lamar Jackson. And the Ravens get their first touchdown of the day. It's not done just yet.
From the 8, Brady drops back. Looks to his right. He pumps. He steps up. He dumps it off. Redelman at the 5. Yeah. And the tackle. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hour number 2, all we talk is NFL. Obviously, week 9 is here. Can't believe we're actually past the midway part of the season already. It's unbelievable when you think about it, Mike Wilson. But like I said earlier, a game already in progress. 19-3, Texans all over the Jaguars right now. And I may have said earlier about 2 minutes left. I was a little wrong. Maybe about 5 minutes left in that game right now. So ultimately, it looks like the Texans going to get another victory for them. They'll be about, I believe they'll be 6-3 on the season. So Texans got themselves in pretty good shape. Thoughts and opinions, by the way, people, encouraged, welcomed, 1-800-878-7529. can always hit us up. You can follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And let's check out things here, Mike. As we look at the day's action, let me tell you what. A bunch of good matchups. We talked a little bit about that Patriots and the Ravens, but you know what? The Packers play the Chargers, and that's interesting in the sense of the Packers have been playing so well. The Chargers really haven't been playing that well. You got the Browns playing the Broncos. Nothing really intriguing other than what will Baker Mayfield do, because, as you know, I love talking about this guy, and I'm not really a huge fan of Baker Mayfield. Lions and Raiders is interesting to me because the Lions are better than 3-3-1, if you ask me, but you are what your record is. The Raiders, we know about that whole disaster from the beginning of the season. Actually, let's go back to when John Gruden decided he didn't want Khalil Mack and that he thought he should have Derek Carr instead. I mean, we can go back to that, to be quite honest with you. Panthers are interesting because no surgery for Cam Newton, my friend. So does that mean that Kyle Allen has to go out there and perform and get a victory against the Titans? I think it does have significant meaning for this football game. Steelers and Colts. Steelers have been playing a little bit better. Colts, their team on the rise. We love Jacoby Brissett. I think the dude is one of those guys that you just fall in love with week in and week out. You talked about the Bears and the Eagles game maybe being a little bit better. So tons of things to get into, my friend.
There is a ton of things to get into there. And look, going back to the Oakland Raiders and talking about Khalil Mack, what about Amari Cooper? Gruden got rid of Amari Cooper, and Cooper's had a pretty good run down there in Dallas. So, you know, he's gotten rid of some talent there that could have really helped. But, you know, moving forward, with Indianapolis and Pittsburgh, you know, they do have Mason Rudolph back. But, you know, to me right now, he's one good hit away from going back out on the injured list. And Jacoby Brissett, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Dorf, but I don't think T.Y. Hilton is playing today, or is a game time decision, something like that. So, you know, if they're missing T.Y., that game's going to be a little closer and could be a little bit more of a chore for the Colts. The next thing here is Buffalo needs to bounce back. I know there's a lot of people that like Buffalo. They like what they're doing up there. And hopefully they can get it done, and they should get it done against the Redskins at home. So, you know, your Packers, dude, your Packers, I just got a feeling are just going to blow out the L.A. Chargers at that stadium there in L.A.
They're going to blow them out so bad that they're going to send them back to San Diego. Is that what you're talking about? No, but
something along those lines, yeah.
No, but on a serious note, look, at the end of the day, man, it's week 9 in the NFL. We're past that midway point of the season. We're starting to find out who the contenders are, and we're weeding out some of the pretenders. So, look, a lot of valid points that you made. And look, I think that the Bills are a pretty good football team. Have they had a couple of stumbles? Well, one against the New England Patriots, if I'm not mistaken, and then they lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, who, when they're clicking on all cylinders, man, the Eagles are probably a pretty good football team. They just haven't been clicking on all cylinders. And you were right about T.Y. Hilton, by the way. He is inactive for the game, so it does make it a little bit tougher on Brissett to go out there and find other targets. However, he does have some good weapons, and obviously Marlon Mack, one of those guys who carries the ball for him out of the backfield. And I look for him to get his tight end a little bit more into the action, too. He does use the tight end pretty well, and you know what? If the Steelers can win, I'm sorry, but you know what? If the Ravens lose, I mean, again, I'm going to give you a lot of what ifs, and may happen and that may happen. But truth be told, this stuff is going to happen one way or another, man. And you know what? The Steelers have played a lot better over the past couple of weeks. The defense has been a big difference, Mike. And you know what? Mason Rudolph, I'll tell you what. he's not Big Ben. And you know what? I give a ton of credit to Mike Tomlin for the job that he's done. You know what? It goes under the radar sometimes when you do a great job of coaching. And this is one of those guys that I've loved, in all honesty, man. I love Mike Tomlin. I think he's one of the best in the game, figures out how to use guys to the best of their ability. I mean, think about what he used to have. I mean, he used to have Le'Veon Bell. He used to have Antonio Brown, and both those guys are gone. And he's figuring out ways to get creative and get guys into the mix. And, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, we know how good that guy can be. So I give a lot of credit to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers for battling and getting themselves back to respectability and you know what, making themselves maybe not a laughing joke of this division like pretty much everybody else. And who knows, maybe they do push the Ravens a little bit.
Yeah, they could. I mean, this is a big game in Week 9 for the Steelers. Like you said, I mean, they get the win. They go back to 500. They're 4-4. The Ravens lose, and they go to 5-3. Now you're a game out, okay? And then anything can happen from there in terms of, you know, schedule, who you play, when you play them, all that kind of stuff, injuries. And so, yeah, Steelers are sitting in a spot where they got to get this W today. And I'm with you, but I mean, we're kind of a Steeler household around here. And Tomlin, my wife and I love Tomlin. He's a fighter. He's kind of that coaches, the players coach kind of guy. He's pumping his fist. He's, you know, he's kind of talking smack to his players a little bit. And from a personal standpoint, man, I'll tell you what, when he puts on a hat and he has those sunglasses going, Tomlin, he looks pretty badass. But he is a good coach, and he fits that Pittsburgh mentality with their fans, with the organization. And there are fans that want to fire Tomlin, and I'm like, what are you thinking? Who are you going to get to come into Pittsburgh that has done a good of a job and won you a Super Bowl or two like Tomlin? So it's going to be interesting today with how the Steelers defend Jacoby Brissett and that offense, and that defense for Pittsburgh absolutely has to step up today.
You know, I think you hit a great point when you talk about, you know, guys are always wanting to fire coaches, and fans, you know, are so emotional. And we right. like to think, well, fans like to think that they have a role in the outcome of games, or a role in the outcome of what happens to coaches or players and this and that and the other. At the end of the day, man, you know what? I agree with you 100%. Who are you going to get better than Mike Tomlin? The guy knows what he's doing. He knows his X's and O's. He's a player's coach. He gets your attention. I think the guy is fantastic. I really do. And you know what? In a league where there's some really bad coaches, when you have a good one, you better hang on to him. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL. Week 9 is here, people. Get on board. Let's talk about it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
It's third down and 20. In the gun, moving left to right, looking into six Miami defensive backs. No one's got their hand in the grass. They all cut. They rush seven. Here goes Rudolph, lines right pass. It's a snipe at the 40. It's caught by DeAndre Johnson, the 30, and the numbers, the 20. Got a block at the 15. Breaks a tackle at the 10. Cuts to his right. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. What a play! DeAndre Johnson. A 45-yard Steeler touchdown pass. With 17 seconds to play in the first half.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? With Paul and Kawhi on our team, we're going to win some ball games.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Watson running right. Now throws wide open. Touchdown, Darren Fells. And now, James, if you're Houston, do you go for two and try to tie it up?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And another good day for the Houston Texans as they are about to get another victory, 26-3 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're playing that one, Wembley Stadium there in London. Deshaun Watson, another pretty solid day for him. A little bit over 200 yards, 201 to be exact, a couple touchdowns. But the most important number in my book, usually when I'm talking about quarterbacks, is no interceptions and a rating of 120.4. On the other side, not the same for Minshew Mania, Gardner Minshew, 253 yards, but the two interceptions, no touchdowns, kind of a tough day. Just never really got it going. The Jacksonville Jaguar offense, not a good running game. Again, the passing yards, 253, it sounds okay, but no touchdowns. Just a pretty complete game from the Texans, to be honest with you, Mike. Defensively, pretty solid. Obviously, only yielding the 3 points. And then offensively, 26. That's going to win you a lot of games, Mike.
It is going to win you a lot of games, and it's good to see because you and I are extremely high on Deshaun Watson. We're high on Houston. You know, they've suffered some injuries. I mean, the defensive part of it, J.J. Watt is out for the remainder of the year with that pectoral injury, so that's going to affect them. But they stepped up today. And even, hey, look, even though my boy D-Hop, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, my boy D-Hop there only had only has 6 yards receiving. He's made up for it a little bit with or rushing, excuse me. He certainly has made up for it a little bit in the receiving game with 8 receptions, 48 yards. So it's a complete game victory for Houston.
Yeah, I mean, look, he gets you the touchdown too, which if you're a fantasy right. player, that's huge. And they are creative using him out of the backfield as well. And when you have the kind of speed he has, makes a lot of sense. Again, if you want to get at us, call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports. Mike, where are you on the MVP right now? Where's Delvin Cook on your MVP list? I know you love Christian McCaffrey. I know you love the Pac-12 guys in general, but where are you on the MVP? Where's my bad man, Aaron Rodgers? And don't think that D-hop thing just slid by me, brother. That was, you broke that out, obviously, on the local show that we do here in Phoenix, Arizona. D-hop. We got D-Hop and we got D-Watt running things for the Houston Texans, my friend. But where are you on the MVP?
No, I think, you know, that bad man up there in Green Bay is probably at the top of my list. I mean, he's just had a tremendous year in what he's done, considering he has a new coach, new offense, all that kind of stuff. And look, I mean, they do have some new players there that he's kind of had to adjust to as well. So I think the bad man in Aaron Rodgers top of the list. Dalvin Cook is right up there as well. McCaffrey's right up there. But I think when it's all said and done, I think Aaron Rodgers comes home with the MVP because, let's face it, the MVP really is who's the best quarterback in the in the league. I mean, that's what traditionally it's kind of come down to. And, you know, you would think Mahomes would be there, but granted, Mahomes is out for, you know, extended period of time, so that's going to take him out of the race. You know, and look, but you can put Tom Brady in there. You can put Tom Brady in the MVP race and what he's done and has his team undefeated as well. But I think at the end of the day, I think if I had a vote, it's certainly going to Rodgers in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, he's definitely elevated his game and his stats over the past couple, 3 weeks. You know, the guy was like, again, I play fantasy. I know you don't, but he was way down on the quarterback list as far as fantasy goes. And now, bam, he's a top five fantasy quarterback all of a sudden. And it has no doubt to do with what he's done the past couple few weeks. Just amazing performances. And he's doing it without Davante Adams, who I believe is a game time decision later on against the Chargers for the Green Bay Packers. And by the way, the time changed today for people. So, like, if you're just waking up and realizing that football isn't on yet, it's because it's not, unless you're watching that game that was going on in London, because that game is the only game that's just about in the books. And again, Texans just about to win 26-3 in that one, and looking like they're definitely another going to get another swing at the playoffs this year around. Hey, what are your thoughts on Kirk Cousins with the Minnesota Vikings? And, you know, early in the season, there was troubles, I guess you could say, to a certain degree with him and the wide receivers. Looks to me like they've gotten things worked out. We know how good the defense is. We've talked a little bit about Dalvin Cook. This guy's awesome. If Christian McCaffrey wasn't doing what he's doing, then I think we would be talking a little bit more about Dalvin Cook in general. But what are your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings? And look, we'll talk about the New Orleans Saints, even though they're on a bye this week in just a moment. But the 49ers, 8-0, the Vikings, 6-2, the Packers right there, the Saints right there. Where are you on the Vikings?
Look, since that little early season dust-up in terms of him not communicating with his receivers in terms of Kirk Cousins, Cousins has played really solid ball. However they did it, whatever kind of come to Jesus talk that they had, and the apology that he issued to his team, to his receivers, it seems to have cleared the air. It seems to have cleared up the offense in terms of communication between him and his receivers, running backs, what have you. Vikings are going to be a threat in the playoffs. And right now, I don't want to play the Minnesota Vikings. That's a scary team right now for me.
I agree. No, I think that they are. I think they're really good. Offensively, they've got playmakers. Defensively, they're just stout. They shut the run down and make you one-dimensional. Right. So I really do think they are going to be a tough out. I think the NFC in general, man, is really good, to be quite honest with you. Where are you on the Eagles? You mentioned that the Bears and the Eagles might be a pretty good football game, and I don't disagree. I think it's desperation time a little bit for both of these teams, because the Bears obviously on the outside looking in, the Eagles, if they don't win their division, kind of looks like they won't make the playoffs in general. So these games start to mean a lot. Where are you on the Eagles? Where are you on the Bears?
Well, let's start with the Bears. The Bears to me are just, I don't know what happened to Trubisky. I don't know if it's just him regressing, him not picking up the offense, him not just playing well, getting, you know, practicing well. I don't know what the deal is with Trubisky, but I think Chicago could be looking for a new quarterback in the offseason, because it's just been a disaster. The defense doesn't have...
What about a new coach? What about a new coach? Is Nagy going to make it through this?
Well, how long has Nagy been there? He's been there 2 years, right? So... I mean, and you could say the same thing with Trubisky, but man, with that, his play on the field, it's just been crazy. But with Nagy, sure. I mean, look, Arizona got rid of a coach after 1 year. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that the Chicago higher ups, the GM, the owner, all that could pull the plug on Nagy at the end of the year and maybe pull the plug on Trubisky as well. But as far as Philly's been banged up. They've had to deal with some injuries to their receiving core. They've had some offensive line injuries as well. So for Philly, it's just been a season of injuries and disappointment a little bit. And so this game to me is bigger for Philly than it is Chicago.
Well, and again, I think if they don't win their division, they're not making the playoffs, just based on records with how other teams are playing in the NFC. What about the Panthers? We talked a little bit about this. Kyle Allen, he's gotten the nod, but we know that Cam Newton is a competitor. No surgery required for him. How big is this game for the Panthers and Kyle Allen and his future there, at least the near future?
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, they got to get back to winning. I think they have a pretty good shot at home against Tennessee today. But Kyle Allen keeps winning. You and I both talked about, they could be shopping Cam Newton in the offseason.
Or just getting rid of him, because there's a lot of money on the line for Cam Newton if he does stick around after this season. Speaking of that, I heard the music. I know we got to take that pause for the cause. We're going to come back and do what we always do in the final segment. That's go through our picks for all the games. So you don't want to miss that. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Second and 10. Adams, 13 targets, 9 catches. Graham, touchdown, Green Bay.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
And as the bats realign, they have Brown and Gordon to the left. Three receivers right, including White flexed out. They spread it against the Dolphins with an empty set from the gun. Ball on the near hash, the left hash. Brady takes the snap and retreats. He looks left. He fires the back shoulder. Down! Touchdown, Patriots! Inside the near left pylon. Shotgun snap to Brady. Backs up. Four-man rush. Dumps it off across the middle. Catch by Gordon. Striding to the 20. And he goes at the 5. Out of the tackle. Staying alive. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out!
Yeah, baby. Welcome back. That's Tom Brady. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. This is definitely another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can get at us. Last segment of the show, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And it's amazing when you think about Tom Brady and all the wide receivers that he's made look great over the years and how many guys he's thrown touchdowns to that he no longer throws touchdowns to because they're not on the team, Mike. But anyways, as we do at this time each and every week, we go through what we think is going to happen out on the gridiron with the football games. Week 9 of the NFL happening right before our very eyes. Texans start off the day with a victory 26-3 over the Jaguars. So that's our free spot on the bingo card because we're both going to get that one right just by default. Redskins play the Bills. I heard you talk a little bit about this earlier. I think we're both going to like the Bills in this situation. Josh Allen, I expect him to have a decent day. Haskins going for the Redskins, so I expect him to struggle with that defense that's going to just be going after him like crazy. So I like the Bills, and I think this could get ugly, Mike, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, yeah, this will certainly get ugly. This will certainly get nasty, I think, fairly quick. And I'm not talking about the weather in Buffalo. I'm talking about, you know, the Washington just being 1-7, starting Haskins. I mean, that's a disaster waiting to happen with a rookie quarterback. So, yeah, Buffalo is going to come out on top, I think, fairly easily today.
Yeah, about 40 degrees there, by the way, in Buffalo, New York. So shouldn't be terrible, but we're starting to get that weather. Vikings playing the Chiefs once again, going without Patrick Mahomes. Matt Moore will be the guy for them. And quite frankly, man, he didn't look too bad against the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, they fell a little bit short, but ultimately they competed. They played pretty well. I expect another shootout. I got to go with the Chiefs. And again, it's only because, well, not only, but a lot of it has to do with I do want the Green Bay Packers to win that division. And if that's going to happen, we need teams like the Chiefs with or without Patrick Mahomes to beat the Minnesota Vikings. However, I do think the Minnesota Vikings are a really good football team. So it would not surprise me or shock me at all. My brain tells me to take them, but my heart is going to take the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with Minnesota in this one. I'm kind of like you. My brain's telling me to go with the Vikings. My heart kind of tells me to go with Kansas City because Matt Moore's an Oregon State Beaver, and it's, you know, I root for those guys. But, you know, I'm going to go with my head on this one, and Kirk Cousins and that offense will take it too and win by a field goal, 6 points, something like that in Kansas City.
I want to skip this game, but I just have to do it because I know how much of a fan you are. The Dolphins play the Jets. These are two teams that really honestly don't deserve a lot of our airway space. So I'm going to say the Jets because I really don't care.
Wow. As many times as I've rooted for your Packers, man, jeez, and to set me up like that. No, Miami's going to get their first win this season right here, dude. They're gonna take it to the Jets. Darnold's not playing well. Le'Veon Bell, I think, is feeling like, what did I do by signing here? I should have just stayed in Pittsburgh. Oh, my God. Miami's going to take this one and get off the schneid. This will probably be their only victory of the year, but the Fish win this one.
I did tell you, man, you know, it's like when you – everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side, you know, and it's right. The same way with athletes. You think you can go somewhere and you can still have the same type of impact, and the Killer Bees are no longer the Killer Bees because they're not together. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. Bears playing the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles, man. I think that both these teams are desperate, but the Eagles, when push comes to shove, I just think they have more playmakers. Jordan Howard looking to have a big day against his former teammates. And I just don't trust Mitchell Trubisky in that offense, and Nagy doesn't trust him. So why in the heck would anybody else? I'm taking the Eagles at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles for the same reasons you just mentioned. Eagles all day with this one.
Steelers hosting the Colts. We've talked a little bit about the Steelers playing better football. The Colts are a pretty good football team in general. Doesn't have T.Y. Hilton today, Jacoby Brissett, but I still believe that he's probably the best player on the field, and he's going to have himself a decent day. I'm going to say the Colts get it done, They're the underdog, so they kind of shock the world a little bit, but I don't think they're an underdog by a lot. It's about a point and a half, so I like the Colts in a real tight game.
You know what? Since my wife is not home, I'm going to go with the Colts on this one so she doesn't have to hear that I'm rooting against her Steelers, but it's the same reasoning. I think Jacoby Brissett's going to be – he's certainly the better quarterback out of the two. The thing that, like I said earlier, I'm going to be watching to see how that Pittsburgh defense plays that Indianapolis offense.
Yeah, that's a game to me that's better than the record of the Steelers would suggest. Colts, we know, are a pretty good football team and on the rise, but the Steelers, they've come back a little bit, so I give them a lot of credit. Titans playing the Panthers. I think there's a huge game for Kyle Allen. I really do, and I'm hopeful because we obviously have a little bit of a relationship with this kid, that he is from the great state of Arizona, played his high school football at Desert Mountain, which is very close to where I live. And you know what? I like the fact that he's come on and been pretty solid. Obviously struggled against the 49ers, but who hasn't for the most part this season? They're 8-0. We can't let that go unrecognized because they've had a great start to their season. I'm going to take the Panthers in what I think is going to be somewhat of an interesting football game. Obviously, Tannehill on the other side for the Titans. I actually think this is going to be kind of a shootout, Mike.
Yeah, so do I. I'm going to go with Carolina. I think they're the better team. I think they have the better personnel. And like you, look, you root for the local kid. And certainly, I mean, everybody knows I'm a Christian McCaffrey guy. So, you know, I think Christian is going to have a big day today.
Late games, Lions playing the Raiders. I think this is another wild football game. And I like the Detroit Lions. I really do. There's just something about them. They're fun. Like, I enjoy watching them play because every game, it comes down to the wire. They don't lose by a lot of points when they lose. And when they win, they don't win by a lot of points. So I'm going to say they win this game, and it may be a field goal late in that ball game to seal the deal. I like the Lions winning on the road and keeping their playoff hopes alive.
Yep, ditto. I'm just going to say ditto on that one. They are fun to watch. The Raiders with their drama from time to time can be fun to watch, but I think Detroit does pull it out in the end.
Buccaneers, Seahawks. I like the Seahawks at home. 12th man is tough to beat. Jameis Winston hasn't really performed under Bruce Arians the way that probably a lot of people thought he would. And Russell Wilson is a guy that puts his name in the hat for MVP year in and year out. I'm going to say
right.
Russell Wilson and the Seahawks get it done.
Yeah, no. And, you know, you and I were talking about who's in the MVP race, and we totally left out Russ. And we shouldn't, because he deserves to have his hat in the ring for that. So, yeah, the 12th man, CenturyLink, Tampa Bay coming to town. This is Seattle all day. I think this is a blowout.
All right, Browns and Broncos. We haven't talked much about him, and if we would have, it wouldn't have been good. So we did him somewhat of a favor, and obviously I'm talking about Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, who have not been able to live up to the hype early in the season. You alluded to it the other day. The rest of their schedule gets a little bit easier, but I just think they're too far behind. I'm sorry. And even though they're playing a bad Broncos team without Joe Flacco, who's not in for the rest of the year, he's done. I like the Browns today. I do think they win, but I don't think that they're making the playoffs, and I don't think, obviously, they live up to that hype. I'll take the Broncos in another tight football game on the road.
Are you going to take the Browns or the Broncos? Because I thought you said and then you said the other.
I got the Browns. My bad. I meant that they're gonna beat the Broncos in a tight one on the road.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm with you. I think Cleveland does win this, only because Denver is lacking in personnel today, and that, you know, obviously that plays a part. But my thoughts are simpatico with you in terms of Baker Mayfield, and we could spend the whole show talking about that guy, but let's move on to Green Bay and the Chargers, man.
By the way, if I were to pick both teams, I can't lose. Packers playing the Chargers on the road, obviously, in Carson, California. Like we've talked about, they play in that soccer field stadium, whatever it is, but they sell it out. So with that being said, I like this game. It's going to be a fun game. I don't know about Devontae Adams yet, if he's playing or not. I like Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers. That combination's been absolutely unbelievable since Devontae Adams has been out. I look for him to have another big game because they need him to. I like the Packers, and I think that they win this one by about 5 or 6 points.
Yeah, no, I'm about there with you in terms of what they win it by. This is going to be a home game for Green Bay, man. I mean, the Steelers a few weeks ago had that thing sold out with Steelers fans. It's about Green Bay. They're another one of those national franchises, man. This is going to be a Green Bay home game. You know, tickets are almost $440 a ticket for this game. This is Green Bay all day by about 5 or 6, maybe 8 to 10. They could get up in that realm.
I like the way you're thinking. Patriots playing the Ravens in the Sunday night game. This is going to be a good test. I really think all around for the Ravens to see what they're made of. It's an important game to them to a certain degree to keep themselves as one of the top seeds in the AFC, the Patriots. Man, they've been nothing short of spectacular. Let's be honest. And people are kind of dogging Tom Brady, saying he doesn't have to do much. And quite frankly, he doesn't, because that defense is all world and maybe the best that Bill Belichick has ever had. So I think this is a great game, but I do think that the Patriots go down. I'm going to say the Ravens win, a shocker to a certain degree, and Lamar Jackson is the reason.
Yeah, I don't know which way to go on this, really, because you were mentioning people dogging, Tom Brady, and the last thing you need to do is be dogging this guy, because he's going to take that and want to throw it right back in your face. And then look, you got Lamar Jackson, who just, he's learning, he's on the job training right now in terms of quarterbacking in this league, and he just may not know any better. And when you just don't know any better, good things happen. So, you know what? I'm going to go with you and say Baltimore pulls the upset, the slight upset with New England here, and ruins the perfect season.
Cowboys and Giants, that's the last one real quickly. Cowboys on the road. I think they're off of their bye week. Giants really aren't that good. I'm going to say the Cowboys win on the road in East Rutherford, New Jersey, Mike.
Yeah, no, look, as much as I hate the Cowboys, and I really, really, truly do, this is a no-brainer. This is where the brain takes over. The frontal lobe should take over in terms of picking a team, and it's Dallas. I think Dallas blows them out, actually.
All righty, folks. That's our picks for the week. Obviously, we're going to come back and give our parting shots like we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Appreciate you hanging out with us on Sirius XM Radio Channel 211 anywhere in the world. Obviously, all the other applications that you can catch us on, whether it's the Heartland News Feed, whether it's Sports Byline, whether it's KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, iHeart, TuneIn, you name it. You know we got you covered, and we know you have options. And we appreciate you checking us out each and every Sunday as we come to you live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which reminds me, I come to you late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the NFL Rewind. It's week 9 on Sports Overnight America. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot time is, hey, everybody, we are in week 9. These games in the NFL start meaning a little bit more and more each week. Just get your hot wings, get your nachos, get your soda, get whatever beverage you drink, and just enjoy the ride because it's always going to be fun when we're talking NFL.
Hey, man, you know me, brother. I'm going to kind of piggyback you to a certain degree. And it's hard to believe that we are actually past the midway point in the NFL season, man. It just kind of flies right by when you think about it. Ultimately, like you said, games start to mean a little bit more. Injuries become a little bit more significant. It's important to stay healthy at this time of the year because, as we know, you start jockeying for playoff positioning, and these games today kind of start that playoff push. So, like you said, get the popcorn, buckle up, and go enjoy another week in the NFL. Week 9, to be quite honest with you. And as always, got to thank Scott, got to thank Mike. I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.